Good afternoon, I'm Malcolm Jordan and this is your midday news fix for Tuesday the 26th of March. The GCSB minister says malicious cyber activity linked to China from 2021 is part of a pattern. Judith Collins says our spy agency has tied Chinese state-sponsored actors to targeting of New Zealand parliamentary entities that year. Overnight, US, British and Australian officials accused China of major cyber espionage.
We believe it's really important from New Zealand's point of view that we acknowledge and attribute that.
Prime Minister Chris Luxon says he didn't raise the issue during last week's meeting with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi.
Our officials raised malicious cyber activity earlier in the month. In my short meeting with him, I didn't raise this particular because it was a very short courtesy call.
Up to 750 people will lose their jobs with New Zealand Post as the company moves to deliver mail through its parcel post service. It's announced courier drivers will eventually do all deliveries because it's become commercially unviable to have two networks. It means jobs in mail delivery, processing and support roles will go. Chief Executive David Walsh says the change will roll in over the next 4 to 6 years.
New Zealanders are choosing to communicate differently and that is having a direct impact on how much mail goes through our business.
Police cordons remain on Gisborne's Lytton Road 3 days after a brawl at a party that involved about 100 people. Two people died, one a man celebrating his 21st birthday. Thomas Rice has more.
Three people remain in hospital, one in a critical condition. A 29-year-old man appeared in court yesterday, charged with injuring with intent. Hawke's Bay Today reporter James Pocock says there are more police now than yesterday. He says two police vehicles are also parked outside the hospital.
Boeing's Dave Calhoun says it was his decision to step down as CEO at year's end. The plane manufacturers had a number of safety issues, including a 737 MAX plane losing a wall panel in flight in January. Calhoun became CEO in 2020. He told CNBC he's committed to stay on to address current controversies.
Let's not avoid the call for action. Let's not avoid the changes that we have to make in our factory. Let's not avoid the need to slow down a bit and let the supply chain catch up.
The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza after almost 6 months of conflict. It passed 14 votes to none and the US abstained. US Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says they didn't agree with all parts of the resolution, including its lack of condemnation of Hamas. But she says the US is willing to make some concessions.
We fully support some of the critical objectives in this non-binding resolution, and we believe it was important for the Council to speak out and make clear that any ceasefire must come with the release of all hostages.
To sport, Dylan Schmidt and Maddie Davidson look poised to boing for glory at the Paris Olympics. They've secured spots in the respective men's and women's trampoline disciplines, which need ratifying by the NZOC governing body. Nottingham Forest have lodged an appeal after copping a 4-point deduction for breaching Premier League football profit and sustainability rules. They've dropped into the relegation zone as a result. The West Tigers are threatening a move away from Leichhardt Oval in League's NRL if they're unable to secure state government funding for an upgrade. I'm Malcolm Jordan. That's your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update at 5 p.m. from the News Talk ZB newsroom.